It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Climate Field View. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
The President of the United States is suggesting the death penalty for drug dealers, equating providing lethal drugs with murder. At a White House summit on opioid abuse, Donald Trump noted the death penalty in other nations has made a big difference in combating substance abuse. And I can tell you, from traveling in some of those countries, it sure does get your attention when they stamp in your passport, the penalty for drugs is death. Now, this is not bad for appreciation of your real estate investment. Chicago's iconic Wrigley Building, there along the north bank of the Chicago River, last sold 7 years ago and brought $33 million at that time. It's going on the block again, and the experts who know that market say it could bring some $200 million now, more than six times the last sales price. From This Week in Agribusiness, for some of you, there was way too much rain the past week. But all of that did ease drought conditions slightly in the 48 adjacent states. Yesterday's drought monitor map, showing conditions as of Tuesday morning, indicated 54% of the area is in some stage of drought. Now, that was down by more than 4 points in the past week. As I heard this week from farmers here at the Commodity Classic in California, that region of southwest Kansas and the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles is still very much a trouble spot because of extreme drought. But it is interesting, when you look over the map, there is no part of the lower 48 states now with the very worst drought conditions, what is referred to as exceptional droughts. The Fort Wayne, Indiana bridal store that ran into financial trouble has left a bunch of soon-to-be brides in a lurch and not sure of what they'll have for a wedding gown. The store called the bride-to-be had a line of unhappy customers outside the door standing in the rain yesterday waiting for refunds. One young lady said she was sick to her stomach this week after learning that her dress would not be coming. News Channel 15 in Fort Wayne, Indiana reports that as many as 100 young ladies who bought dresses and thought they'd be getting them will still be in need of a wedding dress. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the folks at Climate Field View. If your fields could talk, what would they say? I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.